It's Tuesday, June 6th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The U.S. State Department has approved $750 million of military training and support for Saudi Arabia, a country that ranks number 14 on Open Doors list of countries that persecute Christians. Eritrea is number 10 on the World Watch list, and just last month the government arrested another 100 Christians there. Shockingly, Open Doors USA reports that many Christians have been shut up in shipping containers and left to die. By a vote of 63-23, the Ontario provincial government in Canada approved a bill that would allow the seizing of children from homes where parents oppose transgenderism. Ontario's child welfare director, Erwin Ellman, called this a new creation of a, quote, child-centered system, unquote. The wide-sweeping bill removes the parent's right to educate the child according to the family's faith and requires the upbringing to be done, quote, in accordance with the child's or young person's creed, community identity, and cultural identity, unquote. However, Proverbs 23:13 says, "Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you strike him with a rod, he will not die." As more Methodist churches across the country defy the official denominational ban on homosexual clergy, several large evangelical Methodist churches have elected to leave the denomination. The congregation at the Orchard in Tupelo, Mississippi, voted to leave the denomination by a vote of 1,025-2, according to UMC.org. The Orchard and 77 other churches have joined together to create a new association called the Wesleyan Covenant Association. The famous American comedian, Bill Cosby,